Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Zandy Kumalo in the building. You've been busy. You were in Cape Town doing lots of media, lots of different things happening, right?
It's been so hectic.
It's
for
been
me,
crazy. Hey? Yeah.
Sleepless nights as well.
Do you like it like this, though, when life is packed and busy and lots of things going on?
I do. I'd rather be busy than be sitting at home and doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think it is the most interesting thing about you?
Wow. The most interesting thing about me. I'm short. Huh.
That's not interesting.
It is, because you know why I'm saying that? Because every time somebody meets me, they're like, oh my gosh, he's so short.
Yeah.
So it must be of some interest of some sort to somebody to actually see me this short. Or maybe they see me on TV and think I'm actually tall. I don't know why, but yeah.
But what do you think it is within you that people identify with and buy into?
Wow, I think it's my personality. In my music as well.
Mm.
I think that's just the ultimate, yeah.
So let's talk about this musical sort of journey and career. It must have started young, right?
Very young, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to sing at church a lot and mimic a whole lot of people who were singing in the praise and worship at that time. And that's how my mom knew that there's something here.
Yeah.
So let me see. And then I started as a backup singer for my sister Kelly. And then went to managing her. And now I just decided, you know what? Let me just do me now.
Do your own thing.
Exactly.
That's quite a cool sort of decision to make. This music business, though, and specifically in managing someone, you would have had to kind of learn really on the fly, right?
Yeah, I had to learn a lot.
Yeah.
At least now I know what to do with my own brand. You know, I've gained so much.
But how do you sort of make that switch from being on the back end to sort of being on the front end? And then you're still thinking like on the back end. So it's just like it's a lot. I don't know.
You pay attention to so many things. You know what I mean? You know when there's something wrong.
Yeah.
And you know when something is not done properly. So I think for me, that's a blessing again. Mm. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, when you in the forefront, you know if the sound is not right.
Mm.
And you know when you're not dressed appropriately. You know, you just know a whole lot of things. Hey? Yeah.
So tell me about going out and making it happen, because you have to sign a deal, you have to find the label, you have to do all of that stuff. So what was that process like? When was that, and where do you sort of sit with it now?
Before I signed with Mabala Noise, and it was a short-lived relationship.
Wow, what went wrong?
Well, there are just certain things that I did not agree to. You know, there's always those things that you're just not happy about. So I ended up leaving. And then I'm now signed with Warner cool. Music International. I am so happy there. That's my second home. Mm. It's beautiful there. I'm enjoying myself there. Just released my first album, Izikhali Zamandunga. And it's doing very well. Hence, you said I'm busy.
Yes, I'm everywhere. Busy. So tell me about kind of putting an album together. I mean, it's like looking at a blank page and then thinking, I'm going to populate it with tracks. You must have written a lot of it as well.
I did, yes.
How do you even begin? And what does your process look like? Are you led by the beat? Are you led by the lyric? How do you manufacture it and start putting it together?
For me, personally, it's mostly I'm led by the beat. I just listen to the beat and actually think of what I want my album to sound like and gather all the nice stories, since I talk about love.
Mm.
So I just write about love and just think what happens in love, you know, all different events that take place when you're in love, when you're not in love, when you're single and all of that. So I write according to that.
Hmm. And is it difficult to get to a point where you can kind of just be completely blatantly honest? I always wonder with some musicians.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
If it's easier, if it's better to do an interview with the musician or to listen to an album of theirs.
Yeah.
Because you'll actually get a better sense of the person.
Yeah. It's sort of like gives you a chance to just let it out there for sort of, I don't know, for people to actually get to understand who you are and what you're about in a way.
On this album, what was the most difficult thing to write about?
Wow. In this album, Actually, it was not so difficult, hey?
You just told me it was so hard.
No. I'm saying it was not... What I'm saying is...
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to record.
Okay.
It's a long process that sometimes you are not so creative on that particular day. That's what I meant by that. But... I've never really had like a really, really, really difficult song where now I don't even know what to do with myself. Because I'm the kind of person that if I'm blank, I would rather give it to somebody who's a songwriter to actually try write something out.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just that kind of person. If I'm dry, I give it to somebody else. Like track number three, it's written by Linda. So Linda is amazing. Talks about love. It says, "Ngiyakuthanda, I love you." So yeah, he wrote that one. So I'm just that kind of person. I share.
Yeah. And then not only do you have to sort of draw the line on how personal you're going to be on an album, but you have to do the same thing on social media.
Yes.
And online and in terms of your brand. Yes. And I mean, are you pretty strategic with what you show people about your life in general? Or are you very much sort of an open book and anybody can access any piece of information?
Oh, well, there are things that you can't really take out there and just, you know, you, like I'm married now. I can't be talking about my...
When did you get married?
In October 2015.
Okay, cool. So that's like, what, three?
Almost three.
Yeah. Okay. What was your wedding like? I would imagine you would have had a cool wedding.
I had a traditional wedding.
Okay.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
Very stressful, but really nice.
Wow. What was stressful? It's always stressful.
It
though,
is
right?
stressful. Let me tell you, the day, I mean, you plan and plan and plan and plan. And then on the day, you are actually so exhausted. On the day, you just can't wait for it to finish. So
and it would have been long, hey?
Yeah, it was very long.
Starts early in the morning.
Because you know how we do it, hey?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of traditional things that you have to do.
Yeah, that's very cool. So the marriage is going strong. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, there's like life stuff, like will the album do well? And then there's like, you know, making a marriage and stuff. Yeah. What has 3 years of marriage taught you about yourself that you're surprised about?
I'm very patient, eh?
Really?
I'm very patient. Sometimes...
But will he say the same thing? Or do you just think that you're patient?
No. I know, like, I'm patient for sure. Okay. Hence, I had to wait 14 years of my life to record something. So that really says that I'm really patient. Yeah. I'm really patient.
But is he great? I mean...
He's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Look at me blushing.
And that's good because it's like 3 years down the line.
Yes.
And then how do kids fit into this whole mix?
Well, I just said no kids for now.
Okay.
And no pressure really from him.
Yeah. But the rest of the family, there's always pressure.
No, my in-laws are completely understanding.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they always say that and they don't always mean that. Don't you also get that impression?
In my case, they really have to mean it.
Yes. Okay. We're hanging out with Zandi Kumalo, finding out about life, love, everything else, releasing an album, which is super exciting. 14 years that you sort of took to do this. And was everybody really happy when you made the move?
People were shocked because they didn't know that I could sing.
Because
they always just saw me there and busy up and down with my sister and everything. They just never knew how talented I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that relationship like between you and your sister? Is it even describable?
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. We love each other. Oh, wow. We are. She's my dog, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you speak about that very authentically because I guess the trick in being in a business like this is that, you know, you come into it and people are going to try and wedge between that relationship.
Exactly. They always want to try and find some competitive edge of some sort. I don't know. I don't know why they do that because we are not in competition. Yes, she sings Afro Pop, Afro Soul. I do too.
Yeah.
But we are two different people. I don't really understand why would people want to compare the two when we are not competing.
So, is it just the two of you?
Or it's just the two of us.
Okay. So, the two sisters. What is the difference in age?
It's 5 years, actually.
5 years?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to really say my age, and that would actually make her quite old.
Okay, because you're the younger one. Yeah,
I'm the younger one.
No, I don't think she'd be upset with you. It's okay.
No, she would. She would.
It's on Google. Why
Why are you exposing my age?
But it's quite, I mean, I'm an only child. In fact, I was speaking to Palesa about this at the beginning of the show. Everyone always asks, like, would you want a sibling? Would you not want a sibling?
I'm sure it must be lonely a little bit.
Well, the thing is, you don't know. It's like me saying to you, would you have wanted a brother?
Yeah, well,
But how did everyone deal with this just like wildly? Because the two of you are incredibly glamorous, incredibly sort of like you look like you could spend a lot of time in the sorbet, just going from treatment to treatment. Goodness. But how did all the males in the family respond to that? Because you're very girly girls, unless I'm getting wrong. Yeah,
we are girly girls. They in the family, well, they know us to be glamour girls. Really, yeah. They do know.
But were you this growing up?
Maybe my sister. For me, no, I was just always in the background and just minding my own business and quiet even, hey? I was never vocal.
So when did the change come? Because there's definitely a change. Is it now?
No, actually, I think when I started high school, then I just sort of changed.
Yeah.
You know, I think I found myself then.
What do you think it means when someone says, I found myself? What does that mean? People throw that around a lot, but what does it mean? What does it mean
to
you? For me,
it simply means since I was a quiet child, I never used to say a lot. I always used to be in the background. Now I knew that, okay, this is Zandi. Zandi has to look pretty. Zandi's a girl. Mm. Zandi has to look presentable to people. Zandi has to know what she wants. You know, such.
What is it that gets you really excited in life?
Wow, my music. I love my music. I sing all the time. That's even how my husband knew that I could sing. I was cooking in the kitchen and he's like, oh, wow, you have a nice voice. And then I kept quiet. Yeah. Then the shy me came back. And then I went into my little corner again and he's like, wow, let's actually get into studio and just check what you can do. That's when I recorded Timber for the first time.
Oh, so he's in the music industry as well?
He is in the music industry. He used to work for Mabala before.
Okay, wow. There's a lot of history with you and Mabala. All right. we're going to play the track Timber now. Uh-huh. Just take us through the process in sort of putting the song together and what it looked like in studio and all of that.
With Timba, oh my word, I remember I was so shy. I was so nervous when recording the song because I'd never really recorded all by myself and get to listen to myself and just, you know. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect, hey? And when it came out, I was like, wow, is this me?
Great.
Wow. And my husband's like, let's take it to radio. I'm like, no, you're not going to do that. A couple of days down the line, I heard my song on radio.
And then it was happening. It is all happening. Yeah, more with Zandi Khumalo on the other side of the song she was so nervous about, but then a few days later it was on radio. Someone's either underestimating themselves or they're not being honest.
I think it was me. I think I had a personal problem. I didn't believe how good I can be. Yeah. You know what I mean? But now, you bring it on, baby.
What a difference a few months can make. All right, more with Zandi, other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So what do you think it is the biggest misconception about you?
Wow. Wow. I don't know, hey? I don't know.
You must meet people every day, though, and then people, like, they have an idea of you, and then they...
Oh!
I mean, and I'm not talking about, like, they think you're shorter in real life. Like, what is it that you find that people think...
Wow. What is it, actually? I don't know. Hey, I don't pay attention to those.
Which is a cool answer.
I'm just like, it is what it is. Yeah. Whatever you think is your opinion, really, not mine.
But come on, I mean, to a certain extent, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you still look at the comments on things.
You just look at it and like, oh well.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and move on.
It's part of the thing.
Yeah.
At least then, I guess you have this. You know, between you and your sister, you can kind of bounce off the negative criticism with each other.
Oh yeah.
And sort of talk it out and actually find a little bit of sort of strength in that.
We always do, hey?
Yeah.
We always do.
Do you think that a 7-year-old version of you would be surprised at how you've turned out and what your life looks like?
Wow, I think so. Yeah.
What do you think you thought you would be when you were younger? And what your life would look like?
Okay, married, yes. Kids, yes. Career woman, because at some point, I think I remember I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. Maybe I still want to be. A part of me still wants to take it that far, you know, because I just wonder what's going to, how would I?
You have to remind me what a neurosurgeon is.
It's a brain surgeon, yes. Cool. So, 7-year-old of me would be very shocked.
In a good way, though.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I didn't turn out so bad.
No, I think you turned out great. And certainly, like, it seems like it's quite exciting to be in your shoes right now.
Yeah, it is actually.
What do you think? What do you think the next 5, 10, 15 years look like? And I don't want, like,
for me,
I want to win a Grammy, and I want,
like, oh, I'd love to win a Grammy.
But what do they look like? What do you think they look like?
For me, wow, I'd want to be overseas. I'd want to be sharing a stage with the biggest names at that time.
Mm.
I'd want to be, wow, there's a lot, hey? Living in a mansion where I have a left wing and a right wing. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's me. And just enjoying life. I just want to enjoy life and just live it as it comes.
I dig it. Mm. It's a great attitude to have.
Yeah.
It's been very, very cool hanging out. If people have learned, and you don't know, maybe people did have a misconception about you or had an idea about you walking into it. But if people learn one thing from this conversation that we've had, other than the fact that you say that you're short.
I am very short.
What do you really want people to take away from this chat that we've had?
So much, hey? I just want people to understand who Zandi is and what Zandi's about. Zandi's a loving person. Zandi is a kind person. Zandi has an album out. Hello. Mm. Is the Kali Zamantunga, and it's doing great. People are downloading, people are buying it at the thingy, at the music stores. It's amazing. So people must just go there and enjoy Zandi's music. Zandi is all about her music and nothing more.
I dig it. And then if people want to find you on social media, I know that you're super active and you look fantastic in all your Instagram stuff. How do we find you on social media?
On Instagram, I'm Zandi _Khumalo_Kumete. And that's Zandie, because people tend to spell it otherwise. And then on Twitter, I'm Zandi _Khumalo. On Facebook, I'm Zandi Khumalo Official.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Zandi, thank you so much for stopping by. Congratulations on the release of the debut album.
Thank you so much.
And you're just like super positive. There's no holes to poke in the story. You're just like a happy,
I'm just a happy person.
Individual. Yeah, it's great. It really is. Yeah, but I think it's authenticity is probably what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for stopping by. Zandi, thanks so much. If you missed any of this, you can get the podcast over at cliffcentral.com. Plus, it'll be in iTunes real soon. More Kelman on Cliff Central action next. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.